Dave and Doreen,
the morning KLH.
Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus, joining us right now, the host of the midday show here on KLH, Dave Coombs. How you doing, David?
Happy to be with you, brother.
Brother.
Happy to be with you too, brother. Today is Brother's Day. Today is Brother's Day.
Oh.
And now, Dave, you and I have talked about this before. You grew up as an only child, right?
I did. Okay. Although I have a plan to be an honorary brother of, I kind of figure like the Baldwins only have four.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think if I was the fifth Baldwin brother, we could play basketball games together and stuff like
true.
That.
True, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I don't know.
And they get uglier with each successive Baldwin, so I would fit that bill. I'd be the ugliest Baldwin brother.
I never thought about that. So they definitely do now that I think of it, yeah.
Yes, because Alec was, you know, he's the first, he's the best looking, and then you go all the way down to Steven.
Yeah,
not
and
so
Billy
good
looking. And, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I'd be fifth.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I grew up as an only child as well, but through 23andMe and a convoluted story that would take far too long for me to tell on the air, but I'll give you the Cliff's Notes version. I found out about 4 or 5 years ago that the guy that I grew up thinking was my dad was not my father. He'll always be my dad, but he wasn't my biological father. My biological father was a man I knew very well growing up, a very tall, very successful Jewish businessman whose first name is, wait for it, Dave.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, believe it or not, I was named after my father. And then through this 23andMe, I found out I have a half brother and a half sister, and my lovely bride and I went down to Atlanta and met up with my half-brother a few weeks ago. First time ever I met my brother. It was incredibly cool. He's 9 years older than I am. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you've ever thought about, like, what, if you had a brother, Dave, what that brother would be like. I always kind of thought that I'd have a brother that I could kind of hang with, which I can, to a certain point. But my brother makes that guy in the Dos Equis commercial, you know, the world's most interesting man.
Mm-hmm.
It makes that guy look like a wuss. All right. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about my brother who's 9 years older than me, who's a triathlete, who every single year swims from Alcatraz to San Francisco Bay.
Wow.
Wow.
He's in his early 70s. He's battled prostate cancer. He's a partner at a law firm that has 26 offices. Okay.
So
he's, he's an art collector. He used to own an art gallery. He collects. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, you talk to him about a subject and he starts talking about it. And Cindy looks at me and she's like, wow. And I said, I know. Wow. I just went from being the most successful person in the family I used to think I had to the least successful person in my new family.
Now you're the ugly Baldwin.
I am the ugly Baldwin brother, and the unsuccessful one. That's the way it worked out. So I'll
don't let people talk you into that.
I'll have to send him a text today. I didn't, you know, until I got here today. I didn't know it was Brother's Day.
Yeah.
I haven't met my sister yet, so that's next at some point.
You're a huge success, as far as you know.
Right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
In my own mind, I'm a I'm an absolute huge success.
Uh-huh.
Right. So so it's Brother's Day, and
I don't have a brother now. I feel left out. Marcus has a brother, right?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the complete opposite of me in every way, shape, and form, which means he's a jerk.
Right, Dave, I guess, Dave, you can be my brother.
Spoken like a real brother.
Okay. Yeah.
And one more thing. Are you following this Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing? Because we talked this morning about the women who are throwing themselves at Johnny Depp. And they camp out. And the one woman was camped out with her baby.
Yeah, 1 a.m. so she could get a seat so that she could say that was his baby, even though it wasn't.
You know, the thing that surprises me is I've never seen Amber Heard in anything before.
Neither have I.
Me either.
I can't think of one thing she's ever been in.
Exactly. I mean, ask me for her credits. I'm like, I got no clue. Except over the weekend, me and my lady friend are watching a movie, and it's Zombieland with Woody Harrelson.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse Eisenberg, and at the end of the movie, we're saying, I wonder who that young girl was in that one scene.
Mm-hmm.
Amber Heard.
Wow.
Amber Heard in Zombieland.
So the first thing you ever saw from her was there. So,
yep.
And
totally
you didn't even
by
know
mistake.
It was her, yeah.
But you know, the funny thing is, when this trial's over, I'll bet you she can write whatever ticket she wants, right? I mean,
probably.
Only because of her name recognition.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. It'll be interesting to see. But
her and Shailene Woodley, no clue what they've ever been in.
Right.
I don't think I've ever.
I knew the Little Liars thing because Cindy watched that. Yeah. Whatever that was called. Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah. Big Little Lies.
Because Reese
like
Witherspoon
yeah.
was in it. Yeah. There were some other big mm-hmm. actresses in that as well. All right, sure. David, we will listen to the midday show. We always do. I appreciate the visit. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks, brother.
And sister.
That's right.
My radio brother, Dave Coombs, right there.